Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Give us a call at 381-1313 or tweet us at ESPN Radio Lex. Now here's Dan Reifer and Mary Jo Perino.
Brad going with the football theme celebration music this morning.
But it's a celebratory day because, Dan, that's the best game they've played.
Yeah, that's the best they've looked all year against quality competition. And who knew they could shoot lights out like that?
Well, I don't think they did. Mm-mm. They were just feeling it. Collectively, yeah. They were feeling it.
Yes.
Because it wasn't just one guy or two guys. Like, everybody was hitting threes.
And I think they knew it was a big game as well. I think Calipari let them know that this is going to be a hard game. We're going to have to take the fight to them. That kind of thing. And they did. They took the fight to them. I mean, Virginia Tech came out smoking. They wind up shooting 58% for the game. That's the second highest.
Which is their MO.
Yeah. Second highest any opponent has shot, by the way, against Calipari coach team at Kentucky. And even with that, the Cats kept fighting and kept coming, showed they were tough.
Listen, it was the perfect game because Virginia Tech never went away.
Yeah.
And they would even grab the lead at times, you know, and extend it to, you know, 6-7 points. And Kentucky still fought back and was in it. And they were not afraid to take shots. You know, we talked yesterday about how this group hasn't really necessarily caught on with the fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it can take something as little as Quade Green wearing sunglasses.
Yes.
And hitting threes and winning a big game to make that connection, right? Mm-hmm. And he said he's going to wear those glasses the rest of the year, which I hope he does because I'm, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It takes one thing to latch onto, and that could be it.
I mean, there's already a t-shirt.
Yeah, of course there's already a t-shirt.
Jared already has a t-shirt out there with the three goggles over the Terminator.
Terminator.
It's a wildcat with sunglasses on and the three over the sunglasses. But, I mean, that image of Quad A doing that yesterday, hitting a three, dropping back, and he puts the three goggle up over top of his Terminator sunglasses.
Yeah.
And it looked like.
Do you think inside of the glasses there's those like things like in
there's
the Terminator?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
A target and says, you know, the launch angle of the ball and all of that, and its projection and the basket's
there's
the
number,
target.
There's numbers just going. Yeah.
22 feet from target. Yeah. Yeah. And he just locks in and fires.
But don't you think that could be it?
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm in after yesterday. I'm in now. I'm all in.
And they were having so much fun. I mean, Hamidou Diallo's sticking his tongue out. Kevin Knox is scoring at will.
Yeah.
He took over there for a stretch. And Calipari said, well, why didn't we see him anymore? He said, well, because I felt like going at PJ some. So it was Calipari's decision, apparently, to stop feeding Kevin Knox the ball, even though he was scoring at will.
I do love PJ, and he has come on the last few games.
Mm-hmm.
But after every play that he makes, he flexes.
He does.
Every play.
He flexes quite a bit. Yep. He gets that scowl on his face.
And just...
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've noticed that. But you have... Well, we've never seen this before. We've never seen a player go out there and crush it in sunglasses. So, yes, this is what it needs. It comes at the perfect time because football, you know, they just had finals and there's really not a bowl practice schedule that gives you football comments on a daily basis. So that kind of goes on the back burner a little bit. So this is the right time for basketball to take over anyway. And then you have Quad A Green show up. And then in the post game, he's got on a different pair of sunglasses. And he's got his hood up.
Yeah. Didn't you say I do everything better in the dark? Something like that.
Then to cap it off, he says, we're going to beat Louisville, and that's going to be my Christmas present to the fans. So on top of the sunglasses, then he's like, yeah, we're going to beat Louisville. That'll be my Christmas gift to y'all, man. Y'all stay sexy, all right?
Yeah, this group does look like it has fun together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we started seeing a little bit more of that personality. It's just, I think they've been struggling to find an identity of who they are as a team. And I don't know that that necessarily happened, because I don't think that we're a 7 3-pointers, a half team.
No, that's hard to duplicate on a nightly basis.
Yeah, but...
And probably not a pressing team a lot either. But Calipari said that, you know, that's in his 30 years of coaching or whatever, that he has found, if you want to have success against a team that presses, you press them. Don't let them speed you
dictate,
up and be the aggressor. You be the aggressor. And it worked, because that, that 2-1 trap, that press, I mean, it just bothered him, caused several turnovers. And that, Buzz Williams said that was it. I mean, the turnovers is what killed him, because Kentucky scored, 36 points off 19 turnovers. I mean, that will kill you.
Yeah.
36 points off
Virginia
turnovers.
Virginia Tech was shooting it very well the whole game.
Yeah, 58%. And then UK outscored Virginia Tech 18-12 in second chance points. 14 offensive rebounds to 6. And if you listen to Buzz Williams talk after the game, he had studied the numbers. Like, he had crunched it and been like, okay, Kentucky gets 27% of its points off of turnovers. It gets 21% of its points off of offensive rebound putbacks. So we knew going in that we had to take care of that. 41% of Kentucky, you know, he just had all these numbers.
Yeah.
And he said if he had to do it again, he would play the numbers again, because it just doesn't seem likely that Kentucky's going to hit 11 three-pointers.
Out of 22.
Yeah.
I mean, 50% for the game.
He's like, what? That's almost triple what they average, which is 4 3-pointers a game. He said, so I would definitely do it again. He said, if we had to play them on talent alone, they'd beat us every time. So you got to have something. So I would have done the same thing.
He was very complimentary of Cal, too.
Jeez, was he ever. I mean, he acted like...
Get a room.
Like, hey, remember me when Calipari retires.
Yeah.
Yeah, Buzz said he has the utmost respect for Calipari, and then said the Kentucky job is the best job in basketball at any level, and I don't think any coach can do a better job at the best job than Calipari. Wow. We kind of talked about it a little bit yesterday, just all the stuff that he does. He still has his haters, but...
Yeah, I don't think that there's anyone that could... That's why it's going to be whoever it is next will be a gigantic letdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No doubt about it. You know, I thought, though, that Camp Cal was going to start this week, and he didn't make it sound like that. He made it sound like they get today off, and then tomorrow, on Monday, they start practicing. And then he was like, watch some film maybe on Wednesday. I mean, he didn't make it sound like they were going 3 times a day beginning tomorrow. And then they leave for New Orleans on Thursday. So be in New Orleans all day Friday.
Yep.
And then play UCLA on Saturday. UCLA got beat at home by Cincinnati yesterday. There were some big upsets.
Yeah, and there were some near ones too. Like Xavier was down big to... Was it ETSU?
Yes, that's who it was.
I mean, they were down big.
Mm-hmm.
And then ended up winning in overtime, I think, right? Was it overtime or regulation? I can't remember that.
They were down 22, though, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, and the SEC took one right in the gut. Oh, my gosh. Ole Miss lost at home to, I forgot who it was. Stephen F. Austin beat LSU. UMass destroyed Georgia. Destroyed them. I mean, UMass was routing Georgia. Georgia was never in the ball game. That thing was over.
Clemson won at Florida.
Yeah. Well, it was in Florida, but it was at like...
Yeah.
It's like I didn't know that they did the Orange Bowl basketball game. So it's like a pregame festival for the Orange Bowl, that game was.
Okay.
And Florida blew it.
Yeah.
Lost to Clemson. They've now lost 4 of their last 5.
Illinois State was who beat Ole Miss
in
overtime.
In overtime. So you had Ole Miss go down, LSU go down, Georgia go down, Florida go down. Kentucky, obviously, was the flag bearer for the SEC yesterday because the rest of the league absolutely stunk
well,
it up.
Well, Missouri won by 34.
Okay.
Yeah.
Worth noting.
Yeah.
Auburn did hold off MTSU.
Worth noting.
Hey, what I say about the Oklahoma-Wichita State game, though?
I know.
I didn't expect it to be that bad.
Boy, Trey Young is something.
He's the real deal, Holyfield. He's tough.
He was something. So smooth.
Yeah.
Gosh, he's smooth.
He's a really good player. Definitely. And Indiana and Archie Miller got that first big win as the head coach at Indiana,
yep,
beating Notre Dame.
That was also an overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas barely wins at Nebraska by 1 point. We had talked about that yesterday, how Nebraska had beaten a couple okay teams and
just got by.
Gonzaga needed overtime to beat North Dakota.
Yeah. So it's wide open.
Well, there's a chance today for the SEC to shine if Tennessee can get that dub.
Who do they play?
North Carolina.
Ooh. Ooh. Be a nice game.
Mm-hmm. I believe that's this afternoon on CBS.
Well, yeah. Of course, we have
ESPN. ESPN.
We have the NFL on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 today. I watched enough of the Bears game to know that I don't need to watch any more of the Bears game.
Nope, it's over with.
Yep,
done.
I was so encouraged after watching them play the Bengals last week that I thought, well, it'll be fun to see how the rookies do, you know? And No.
Well, the Bengals play the Vikings today, so I hope they look equally as as poor.
Especially being in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
I think they will be. They might have packed it in. Look, we'll talk plenty of UK basketball. Of course, the women play Louisville today at 3 o'clock. We'll do all that. Take your calls, 381-1313, next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Coming up, the latest sports news commentary, plus how I woo the ladies with my sexy voice and love of scrapbooking. ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Smoking deal
at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters of Lexington, Kentucky.
Going on now. Save on thousands of accessories and services for all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. See it on the nets, on the streets, or another shop. Smoky Mountain has it. They do more than add on a little extra. They do brakes, ring and pinion installation, and 4x4 repair. A complete tire and wheel shop. Remote car starts at $189. Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters.
Smoking deal.
And installed in about an hour. Spray on bedliners, toolboxes, backup cameras, and car stereos are at
Smoking Deals.
WeatherTech floor liners, as low as $89. We are more than a bolt-on shop, so don't settle for a little extra when you can get it all done in one place. For holiday gift-giving, gift certificates in all denominations. We have it all at prices better than the local competitors, and we match most internet prices at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, behind Aurora Pools and Spas, just off West New Circle.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
How do you see the world? At Shriners Hospitals for Children, we know that changing how you see things can turn them into
everyday miracles.
Like riding my bike.
Breaking boards. Ha!
Hugging my mom.
Every day for over 90 years, Shriners Hospitals for Children has been sending love to the rescue, regardless of a family's ability to pay.
If you know a child we can help, visit ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
If you want to get in here, Brad, let's play some of that good stuff you got from the UK game. How about that first one? Quad A doing his thing.
At that point,
Richards the handoff, Knox a step back three, and the long rebound down to Green. Lob it up, and the finish for Richards.
That was pretty. That was pretty when that happened.
Yeah.
Saw that come open and you're like, okay. Green looks pretty good in those glasses. He's going to be all right. All right, we got Al on the line. Good morning, Al. How are you?
Good morning, friends. How y'all doing today?
We're good, Al.
Good, good.
I like this warm weather. Kind of been going through the cold weather and it's not been too pleasant. But it's good to be alive, to be able to enjoy rain, sleet, and snow, I guess.
That's right. It's the whole post office. We got the whole postal service. Rain, sleet, snow, ice, whatever. We'll take it. But it is nice to be enjoying some 50-degree weather today.
It is. You know, the one thing that I can say about John Calipari, and he can twin with the other iconic coaches to represent the university, Coach K and, I guess, Bill Self and others, that they represent their home court advantages. I mean, their win records with these three guys is just unbelievable. That it's tough coming in those arenas and those settings to win, similar to, you know, the New England Patriots. They don't lose on their football field. And I think that those coaches go in with the pride of wanting to win in front of their home crowd. It seemed like that the players play with a little more intensity. We always talk about, we all know that John Calipari recruits guys out of high school that has the one-and-done asterisk beside their name. But it seemed like that in games where teams are talked about as coming in and have a little more maturity, and they, you know, Virginia Tech came in with some high credentials this year, this team led by Buzz Williams. But seemed like that those coaches know how to win on their home court.
Yeah, and I will say both Dan Shulman and Dick Vitale were very complimentary of Virginia Tech the whole game, feeling mm-hmm. like they probably should have already been in the top 25. But yeah, I think every coach, with the exception of Billy Gillespie's, had a great record at Rupp.
Yeah, I think Billy Gillespie lost something like 8 times at Rupp Arena.
In 2 years.
Uh-huh. And
to Gardner Webb and VMI are two of those.
Yeah. And John Calipari, I think, has lost 6 times in Rupp Arena in 10 years. So,
what?
I mean.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive. Let's see. Here it is. And remember, he won 54 in a row.
Yeah.
At home at one point. Remember that?
Yes.
It is the longest streak in the Rupp Arena era. And the second longest streak in the Rupp Arena era is 42 in a row. Also, John Calipari coach team. So he's had a 54-game win streak and a 42-game win streak in Rupp Arena. So
those win streaks consecutively are probably would encompass all the other little smaller universities in this region, Eastern, Western, Transylvania, and others. with that particular win streak.
But yeah, that's like 102 wins and 2 losses, pretty much.
He is, here you go, before or entering this game. So he is now 142-6 in Rupp Arena. 142-6.
That is crazy.
It is. Can we name the 6?
I know Baylor.
Baylor is one. Texas A&M is another. Florida is another. There's half of them. And I think that is all from the Archie Goodwin, Ryan Harrow season, Nerlens Noel. I think all three of those are from that season. Then there were, was it last year or the year before? They lost a few games at home. I can't remember who the other ones are.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You know, your friend, Mary Jo Allen Cutler, reported last night that Billy Gillespie has the need of an emergency kidney.
That's right.
And transplant, and our prayers and thoughts go out to him and his family.
Absolutely.
I mean, he might have had a shortcoming, but at the end of the day, he's still a human being.
Right. We don't. You don't wish ill on him.
No.
He. You know, he's had like, I think I saw that he's had a heart attack previously.
He's had a multitude of health problems.
Yeah, several other health problems. The high blood pressure is why he stepped away from his job at, I think it was Ranger College. And then he's missed the last several games. And now, yes, it's being reported by place in Dallas, a media outlet in Dallas, that he is in urgent need of a kidney transplant.
Wow.
Yeah, it's tough. That's
Well, one other quick thing. Old Buzz Williams, you can tell guys when guys get better coaching jobs and get promoted. That fella took and sported a bald head when he was at Marquette. He had a full head of hair, a nice beard. That's probably a $40 a week hair or grooming situation. But when you get a better job, you can get nicer suits, a pinstripe suit, and sport a different hairdo on the sidelines. But those coaches, when they come in against John Calipari, Coach K, Bill Self, and even the guy that runs the Michigan State program, that those younger coaches walk away with a learning curve themselves. That in order to beat the big boys, that you got to change up some things to beat the big boys. And yeah. I think that it's good that those guys can be on national TV and be able to play against those coaches, the ones that I mentioned, to be able to, it makes them a better coach as well. So, you know, walking away from those games, Buzz Williams and his team don't have nothing to not be proud of because they played a good game. And I think moving forward, you'll see them make a nice run in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I didn't even know that Buzz Williams had hair. I thought that it was buzzed, you know, to nothing because he couldn't grow it or he had bald spots or something. His hair looks fine. Yeah. Why would you shave your head bald if you have hair? Especially if we're a grown man in his 40s. I mean, wait, Buzz. It's going to happen. Yeah. Don't worry, man. It'll fall out.
I mean, that thing was complimentary. That hair piece was had a complimentary beard with it going with that thing as well.
Yeah.
That thing was full grown. So, yeah, absolutely. Y'all guys do a great job. Appreciate you extending my time on your talk show, and have a great day.
Hey, Alan, right. You have a Merry Christmas if we don't talk to you.
Same to you guys. Thank you a lot.
Thank you, Al. Well, Kansas is another one Kentucky has lost to at home because that happened, what, last year? Didn't Kansas come in and beat Kentucky last season in Rupp Arena?
Maybe
or was
so.
That the year before?
Well, I don't know, Dan.
I know Kansas came into Rupp Arena and beat Kentucky because they had the ACC, or I mean the Big 12 SEC Challenge. There was a, and so Kansas came to like Rupp Arena for the first time since, I don't know, forever, the 80s or something like that.
Brad's writing him down, but I see South Carolina on there. I don't think that. Yeah,
South Carolina was under Billy Gillespie. Because you know what? I was at that game. I'm standing on the court, and Darren Horn, you know, he's played at Tate's Creek. He's from Lexington. He was the head coach at South Carolina. And he is walking off the court. He walks right by me, and he looks around, looks up at the crowd and looks around and goes, "Sure is quiet in here," with a big smile.
Well, in the next year, Cal's first year, we lost at South Carolina to Darren Horn.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That was the one loss before the NCAA tournament.
That's right. But at home, though, yeah, I think Calipari began with a, he began with the 54-game winning streak. That's how his career began as the head coach at Kentucky, is that he did not lose a home game for 54 consecutive games. The 2010-11 season, the 11-12 season, and the 12-13 season. It went that far, spanning three seasons. Not the entire 2012-13 season, mind you, but it stretched into it. Gosh, I remember doing a package on that, on the win streak. And the closest call was Miami of Ohio.
Yeah, John Wall hit that game winner.
Maybe the second game
mm-hmm.
of the Calipari era at Rupp Arena that
and
counted.
It was John Wall's first.
Yes.
Because he sat out that first game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he comes down and drills the game-winning shot. I did my stand-up from, on this spot. This is where the legend of John Wall was born.
Made, yeah.
And then, of course, the post-game was phenomenal. That may that man rest in peace, the head coach of Miami. It was pretty good.
I did not see this Billy Gillespie thing last night because I was bouncing back and forth between two Christmas parties because I'm very popular. But geez,
I went furniture shopping with my wife.
this sounds awful.
Yes. It is bad.
He had to have his heart shocked back into rhythm. Test showed he had recently had a heart attack, but he didn't even know that.
Oof.
Man.
Not
Gillespie
well.
Said that the doctor told him he is in kidney failure due to years of chronic high blood pressure.
Oh, my gosh.
And, of course, there's some other things that can contribute to that.
Yeah, his lifestyle has probably not been the picture of health. I'm sure no doctor agrees with that. And then, coaching. It's a little stressful as well on the body. We'll definitely wish him the best. Hopefully it turns out for the best for him.
Gillespie said, in my whole life, I've never asked anyone for anything. I'm still not. One of the biggest things I'm studying right now is what effect someone who donates a kidney, what effect it has on their life. What are the dangers? What are the risks? I don't even know that I would take one. I know that sounds stupid, but I wouldn't take a donated kidney if it was going to have any kind of adverse effect on anyone. I just wouldn't. I mean, I've had a great life. I would like to be around for whatever, but I'm not selfish in that regard. I'm selfish in some, but not in that regard.
Well, give us a call here if you want to talk.
That's heavy.
That is heavy. I don't know how to segue from that, Mary Jo. But I do know.
Well, typically, Brad just plays some upbeat music.
Yeah, we could go to a commercial break. this would be about the perfect time for the most obnoxious commercial we have. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
It's the geometry teacher who mans the ticket window.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen and store managers who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the graduate who listens to the league championship game on the internet.
It's the parent who sells ads in the school athletic program.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
It's the trainers, equipment managers, and ball boys who never miss a practice.
What makes high school sports here in Kentucky so special?
They do. You do.
We all do.
High school sports. It's the we that every community needs. This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
Want to know why you should purchase Apple devices from Experimac on Nicholasville Road next to IHOP? Well, because Apple products are virtually virus-free. They outlast most Windows-based products, and Experimac's slightly used products are 50 to 60% less than the cost of a new Apple. Experimac provides a 90-day warranty on purchases, and there are no long waiting lines. Come on in to Experimac on Nicholasville Road next to IHOP for holiday specials while supplies last. Don and his team will take great care of you. Experimac.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in Kentucky so special? They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
Sports. You love it. We love it. Even my ex-wife loves it. Which is shocking, because it shows her cold black heart is capable of loving something other than herself. ESPN Sports Radio 1300. This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So you were Christmas partying up. And you had a party this week as well. I mean, how many parties have you been to this week for Christmas?
I do have to, three, because we had our LM Communications party on Monday.
We did. It was lit. Oh, I'm thinking of something else.
No, the food was good, though.
It was.
Food was really good.
It was outstanding.
So thank you to LM for hosting that, because that was wonderful.
You know, the times have changed so much, Mary Jo, that you can't have. I was talking to someone about this at the LM Communications Christmas party. That, you know, back, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, you could have a Christmas party that, you know.
That did get lit.
Yeah, that did get wild. But just in today's climate, I mean, there's insurance involved where you can't necessarily just provide an open bar, because then you have insurance, you know, if somebody drives home that shouldn't have driven home, that's on you. And then just the way people treat each other, like coworkers, that there's some who are okay with, you know, going up to that line, not crossing it, but just, you know, being a little bit more than all
buttoned
up. Sometimes
if there is alcohol involved and you're outside of the actual office setting,
right,
things
it changes things, yes. Well, I mean, if there's even a movie about it. What is it?
Office called? Christmas party.
Yes. Okay. So that stuff used to happen, but not today. Not in today's climate. Unless, of course, it is the KSR Christmas party.
Well, I was fortunate enough to get invited this year because it also included Hey Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the KSR Hey Kentucky Christmas party at Tony's. So, of course, the food was off the charts.
Yes.
Now, I am kicking myself because I got a big fat steak.
Mm-hmm.
I ate maybe a quarter of it, had them box it up.
Yeah, and you forgot it.
And I forgot it there.
Ah!
I mean, this morning I wanted it for breakfast so bad I couldn't stand it.
Mm.
And I forgot. And I do that all the time, but I should know better than to do it at Tony's when you have a phenomenal steak waiting for you the next day.
Mm.
But so I did forget that. However, what was fun, since this was my first one, I didn't know that this gift exchange was part of it. So everybody gets a name from someone.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people don't necessarily know each other. Like, I don't know all the people that work at the website because I'm just at Channel 18.
Right. Yeah.
So the person that got me for a gift, I had been told it was going to be a good one. I had been told my gift was going to be good. And it was. They got me an Alan Cutler doormat to wipe my feet on. And it is a picture of Alan with his, like, fingers out like, hey, what's going on? And it says, hey, bubs.
Yeah.
On it. I died. It's hilarious. So, luckily, Alan is a good sport. And
so every time someone comes to your house,
yeah, they got to wipe their feet on his face. including now I got to have him over.
Well, I mean, this makes up for all the years that he walked all over you, right?
But, yeah, so luckily he was a good sport and found it funny as well. But I thought that was pretty hilarious.
Yeah, that's pretty,
pretty
good.
Pretty hilarious. And it was a good time. And then a former coworker of mine also had a Christmas party last night. And so we went there, and they had a costume Christmas party, and they were giving away a trophy. Well, since I had been, you know, at Tony's earlier, I wasn't in...
You weren't in costume.
Weren't in costume.
Yeah.
But I couldn't believe how all out some of these people went. And the winner of the costume contest, and deservedly so, was a black Jesus.
Okay, yeah.
And underneath the costume was former UK baseball great John Shelby.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
Who is back in town because he is the new first base coach under Nick Mangione.
I didn't know that. Is that breaking news?
That's breaking news.
Wow. We should have led the show with that.
That's breaking news.
He Only here just, on the Dan and Mary Jo Show, John T-Bone Shelby is the new first base coach for your Kentucky Wildcats.
Yes.
Now, wait. John Shelby Sr.?
No.
Junior.
Junior, the one who played here on the, you know.
Yeah.
The SEC championship year.
Because that is not T-Bone. T-Bone's dad.
But he's John T still.
Right. Exactly.
JT. Yeah. So he has, you know, bounced around, lived in a lot of different places trying to get his pro career going.
Right.
You know, I talked to him about it quite a bit last night, and he, you know, he knew that part was over and wanted to get into coaching. And he's living in Florida. Nick Mangione flew down there twice to have dinner with him and to get him to come here and be the first base coach.
Nice.
And he is over the moon excited.
All right.
He did play 1 year with Mangione here. And he said, I knew at the time that he was going to someday have a big time job.
Yeah.
And John T told me last night, he also knew that if he was going to be fortunate enough to get into coaching, it was going to be when Mangione got the big time job and he felt like he would work for him.
Wow.
So it's all come full circle.
A nice young guy with some, you know, some experience.
And a love for UK.
Yeah.
You know.
An all SEC player.
And he's going back to school because he left early because he got drafted.
Yeah.
And he said, it's time for me to get my degree. So he is not only going to be coaching, but he's going back to school to finish up his degree. Remarkable.
Oh, this could
also
be great.
He has a 2-year-old son and a 1-year-old daughter, but he spent the majority of the night figuring out how his son and my daughter could eventually he wants to arrange a marriage.
He's already ready to go with that, right?
Yeah.
He can see the beauty in your daughter.
Yeah. And of course, we can see the athletic prowess on that side of the family. Yeah, so it's maybe something will work out.
I mean, Mary Jo, you could, and let's say like 20 years, you could probably use a $1 million mansion. I mean,
yeah, I could use one today.
Right.
But in 20 years,
it would be fine as well.
Yeah.
You could do that.
So that is a little breaking
news. So you didn't let the cat out of the bag there. That's okay, right?
I hope so.
John gave you permission?
I hope so. He was talking about it freely to a person he knows is in the media.
Okay. There we go.
He didn't say off the record.
So breaking news, folks. Mary Jo bringing us Christmas party news that John T. Shelby is the new first base coach at UK. Yeah, I haven't seen
I don't
thing
know
that
there could be a better hire.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Agree with that. Yeah, last night seemed to be the big night for Christmas parties because, of course, you know, next Saturday is the day before Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
That's a little too late. Can't do it then.
Yeah.
So the weekend before Christmas is usually when you do it, and that Saturday night is filled with Christmas parties. I didn't have a Christmas party. We had one at Fox this week. Had the one at LM this week. Not like they used to be. I was even talking to someone at Fox about, well, the one we had at the penthouse at Park Plaza when we caught two married coworkers to different people, you know, smooching it up in the hallway.
Yeah.
That's
why you don't hang mistletoe anymore.
I can remember an on-air personality in the past you know, letting loose a little bit with karaoke. We used to have karaoke at these parties, you know?
And, oh, yeah. We had karaoke at an 18 Christmas party.
Yes.
And I'm a big fan of it, you know? I love it.
Yeah. But then you get to see that coworker that never, like, gets out of his or her shell. And then they finally do get a couple drinks in them, and the next thing you know, they're up there, you know, just singing like a songbird.
That's my problem, is I don't need any liquid courage to do it. I just think it's awesomely fun, so I will do it whenever.
Right.
And the majority of my coworkers all knew that about me. In general, the big bosses didn't hang out late nights with us.
Right.
So when I was the very first one to karaoke at like 7:30 at night, just as desserts like being served,
right,
doing OPP,
oh, yeah.
I got some looks and I had a talking to. That's
what's appropriate at the Christmas party. Right. Apparently,
well, and there's time.
Karaokeing Naughty by Nature's OPP during dessert is not
acceptable.
There's
time and place, right? If it had been post 10 o'clock, I think I would have been fine.
Yeah. But you don't lead with OPP.
You don't lead with it. No, not when it had been, when it had gone from like straight, soft, classical undertones while people were eating to Dave, drop a load on them. Right next. Yeah. So.
Oh, my gosh. That is awesome. That
it was Mary awesome.
381-1313 if you want to get in here. We don't have to talk Christmas parties. We can definitely talk about this Kentucky
game. Right, because if you're going to be talking about a Christmas party, chances are it's because something crazy happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't need all those stories. You don't need to.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've already let enough out. I hope John Shelby's not mad. His costume was phenomenal, though.
We went low-key dinner and then to a furniture store. Yeah. My wife absolutely tricked me. She absolutely tricked me into something.
Where did you think you were going?
Well, here's the deal. We had already purchased a recliner a few weeks back.
So you were going there under the guise of picking it up?
Not quite. What had happened with the recliner was we had ordered it. They said, well, it's not at this particular warehouse, so we don't have an exact date yet, but we'll call you in a couple days to let you know when we get it. It could be a couple weeks, though, just so you know. Well, I never get the call. And then we call over there, and like, I don't know. So it's like, well, what's the deal? Are we getting this thing or not? Because, you know, you took our money.
Yeah.
So we go back over there and ask what's up, and they're like, I am so sorry. What happened was they had that ordered to go to our store in Memphis and not to go to this one. And so that caused some of the confusion. But then there's another issue that I'm really, really sorry for. We have discontinued that chair. and so we don't have any more. We have a store in Richmond. They have a floor model. If you want that, you know, if you still want that chair, you could go and pick that up. That's up to you. And so, like, well, who knows what that, you know, how many rear ends have sat in that
one.
Well,
and you certainly don't want to pay full price for that.
No, absolutely not. And so it just so happened they had another one that was more comfortable, that matches identical to whatever furniture we have, that's the exact same material, color, whatever, all that. And it's a better recliner. It was a little more expensive. Less than $100 more, though.
Oh, that's not too.
And so we handled that first, right? So Dad's happy, right?
Yeah, he's got my comfy recliner.
Got a recliner, a better one than the one we were going to get. It can be delivered before New Year's Day when all the football games are on. I'm in great shape. Honey, could you come over here? Yes. I think this table would go great to replace the one that's in the kitchen area. Like, but we have one there.
I didn't know we were replacing it.
Yeah, why would we replace that? It's fine. Well, look how much larger this one. The boys could do their homework on this, and it's just, I just love this table. And so we go back and forth for the next 20 minutes where I'm trying to convince her that we don't need it, and she's well, let's just see what kind of deal we can get. Let's just, you know. But by the end of it, we got the dang table.
I mean, Merry Christmas, honey.
Yeah. She's happy, though.
Yeah.
Which is always good.
Yes.
I did get a better recliner out of the deal. But this was her plan from the very beginning. Just to get another one.
We are a conniving bunch.
Yes,
absolutely. Us wives.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk sports. 381-1313 if you want to get in here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Scheller Automotive Repair in Lexington is known for outstanding service. But did you know Scheller Automotive Repair is Lexington's only independent Mercedes service center with factory-trained technicians? You no longer have to go to those expensive dealerships to maintain your Mercedes, BMWs, Jaguars, Land Rovers, Minis, and newest to our line, Porsche. Now, get a free winter inspection with any service performed. Make Scheller your first and only call. Scheller Automotive Repair. Commercial Drive in Lexington. 225-6277.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you, and the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
There is a place right here in Kentucky where a total stranger will give you food and shelter when disaster strikes. There is a place where you can support your community by donating blood, volunteering, or making a contribution. That place is the American Red Cross. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Red Cross Kentucky Region. Help us celebrate our 100th anniversary by becoming involved today. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS to find a Red Cross near you.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you, and the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Santa baby, I want a cool sculpting package of two from you. Been an awful good girl.
This holiday season, give her what she really wants. A cool sculpting package from Lexington's premier experts, Bellevue Med Spa. Cool sculpting is the coolest, most innovative, non-surgical way to lose those annoying bumps and bulges of stubborn fat. This revolutionary technology targets and cools unwanted fat cells to induce noticeable, natural-looking fat reduction. It's safe, FDA cleared, and effective. It's quick and easy with 35-minute treatments, no needles, no surgery, and most importantly, no downtime. Call 245-7546 now for your complimentary consultation and December specials.
Hey, my name is Robert Henderson. I'm the owner and surgeon at Georgetown Oral and Facial Surgery. I started working with Payroll Solutions in May of 2009. Payroll Solutions makes my year-end tax preparation easier by taking me completely out of the equation. They have my CPA's number, and those two talk, and they just let me know what I need to do. And because of that, it's just so easy. Something else that Payroll Solutions does for me that makes it easier for me is that they keep all their payroll record on an online site, so at any time I can just pull it up. So it's like I have an off-site file. What I would tell other businesses about Payroll Solutions is that you couldn't go wrong with these guys. They know their job. I've never had them drop the ball. In fact, they helped me out today. I had an audit with my workers' comp insurance, and I had to have a report ready for them within 10 days. All I had to do was pick up the phone, call Payroll Solutions. They run the report. It's going to be done tomorrow, and I'm here doing this. So it really frees me up quite a bit.
Call 859-255-7020 for your payroll solutions.
Attention, potential employees. Don't forget to bring your jock and high tops to the interview. Appearances count. ESPN Sports Radio 1300. This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
One of the things Kentucky did very well yesterday is force turnovers. Here is one of them. Hamidou Diallo, one of UK's eight steals in the game to force 19 turnovers.
Boy, good effort by Diallo. He just takes it away. Knox somehow keeps possession and stays in bounds.
Oh, right on the defense. Good cut.
Gilgeous Alexander with a lay-in.
Nice cut without the ball.
Well, Shea got the better of his cousin.
Yes. Well, there was a stretch there where it was like, I thought Buzz should have taken a timeout. Mm-hmm. He was kind of letting his guys play through it. But
yeah.
But there was a little, you know, minute-long stretch there where they just couldn't hold on to the ball.
No. It was that trap. It was that press.
Yeah.
That press was killing them. As we said earlier, I mean, Kentucky scored 36 points off of 19 Virginia Tech turnovers. UK had eight steals in the game. So you combine that with Kentucky hitting 11 of 22 from three, my goodness, and you're going to be able to beat a team that shoots 58% and hits 10 threes against you. And then the second half, second chance points, UK 14 offensive rebounds to Virginia Tech 6. And Buzz Williams said after the game, he's like, well, that's what Kentucky does right there. Kentucky is offensive rebound, putting back their misses, and getting turnovers. Because the players even talked, the Virginia Tech players, talked about Kentucky's length, just how much it bothers them. So this team defensively is going, that has to be their identity. That's going to be their bread and butter.
It has to be. And you mentioned it yesterday, just, you know, the size advantage that Kentucky would have over Virginia Tech. And you saw that on the offensive glass for sure.
Yeah.
It was like, what, 14-6 offensive rebounds?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
the other thing I found impressive was Buzz Williams said UK's game plan was specifically tailored for Virginia Tech. Like, Buzz Williams could tell, because obviously, you know, I mean, Kentucky doesn't play this way.
No.
John Calipari said after the game he put in a press from 10 years ago, a full court press that he hasn't used, or maybe he has used it since, but he's saying that he first started it 10 years ago. And he did it 3 days ago. So they put it in 3 days ago, specifically for this game. And Buzz Williams said he could tell. This game plan that Calipari came up with was designed exactly for us. Now, Calipari said, because this press is not something he can use all the time. He said, you play two games a week. Once we get into conference, we can't,
yeah, this is
can't
a,
keep playing.
This is a stretch where they've got a game on every Saturday.
Right. So we will use it in spots, he said. And then he also said, Calipari did, that if Kentucky didn't turn over Virginia Tech wins the game. Also, holding Virginia Tech to three-pointers in the second half.
Yeah.
I mean, Virginia Tech hit seven in the first half and led 47-41. The second half, Calipari said he told his guys that if you didn't run through the shooter, it was taking you out of the game. And they held, and then he broke down the three-pointers and said one was whatever, another one was whatever, shouldn't have. Like, he had excuses or reasons, two of them. So it was more like, legitimately, the one, there was one we shouldn't have given up. So defensively, much better in the second half against that three-point shot, and it showed.
Well, I think what they showed is they can take, they can mold their game plan, which usually Cal doesn't do, right? He usually just, he plays basketball his way, and then the other team's got to try to beat you. But they played Virginia Tech's game yesterday.
Yeah, beat them at their own game.
Beat them at their own game.
Yeah.
And that, I find that quite remarkable, actually, because I don't see Cal being that malleable with the way he plays basketball, and especially with a group of young kids that he's just trying to get to understand how to do certain things the right way. And they did. They beat Virginia Tech at their own game.
Sure did. Yeah. All right, when we come back, talk more of UK basketball. There's a women's basketball game that's pretty big today.
Huge.
We'll talk a little bit about that. And UK football as well. This bowl game is now less than 15 days away.
And who will be the quarterback next year, Dan?
We'll talk about it next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, my name is Robert Henderson. I'm the owner and surgeon at Georgetown Oral and Facial Surgery. I started working with Payroll Solutions in May of 2009. Payroll Solutions makes my year-end tax preparation easier by taking me completely out of the equation. They have my CPA's number, and those two talk, and they just let me know what I need to do. And because of that, it's just so easy. Something else that Payroll Solutions does for me that makes it easier for me is that they keep all of their payroll record on an online site, so at any time I can just pull it up. So it's like I have an off-site file. What I would tell other businesses about Payroll Solutions is that you couldn't go wrong with these guys. They know their job. I've never had them drop the ball. In fact, they helped me out today. I had an audit with my workers' comp insurance, and I had to have a report ready for them within 10 days. Well, all I did was pick up the phone, call Payroll Solutions. They run the report. It's going to be done tomorrow, and I'm here doing this. So it really frees me up quite a bit.
Call 859-255-7020 for your Payroll Solutions.
Restrictions may apply. Plans may vary. Call for details.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you do own a car, truck, or SUV made from 1999 or higher, you could stop paying for it. You might not have to pay a penny to have it repaired. Just dial **cover on your mobile phone now to see if you qualify. You must have an automobile made from 1999 or higher. And all repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past. Dial **cover on your mobile phone today and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. That's right, total protection for your car and no more repair bills. Just dial **cover on your mobile phone now to see if your car qualifies. That's **cover. Never pay for car repairs again. Just dial **cover on your mobile phone now. Dial **cover.
Driving means
freedom,
exploration,
fun,
pride,
flexibility,
travel,
protection, ability, friendship,
escape,
independence.
Distracted driving means
danger,
recklessness,
irresponsible,
chaos,
police,
devastation,
injury,
tears,
death.
Safe driving means staying alert and staying alive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLXG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
I'm Christine Lucy. Here's what's happening. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, Steelers receiver Juju Smith-Schuster expected to play in today's NFL Week 15 clash with the Patriots for Eastern ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. At linebacker Kyle Van Noy is out a second straight game. New England does get back Rob Gronkowski from his one-game suspension for a late hit. And how Pittsburgh defends the all-world tight end is the key matchup, believes ESPN's Bill Polian.
Because Gronk is the universal solvent. He's the guy that plays in so many places and creates so many mismatches that his alignment and how you match with him tells Tom Brady where to go with the ball. So they got to find another way to play Gronk and what he does in terms of keying off the Patriot offense.
Bill Polian, Pittsburgh clinches home field throughout the AFC playoffs with a win and a Jags loss or tie. ESPN's Chris Mortensen reporting. Jacksonville running back Leonard Fournette is out versus Houston. Chris Ivory likely starts in his place. Jaguars clinched their first playoff spot since 2007 with a win. The Packers welcome back quarterback Aaron Rodgers from a broken collarbone at Carolina. Green Bay one game out of an NFC wildcard spot. NBA Rocket star James Harden says he anticipates having to play through knee pain for an extended period of time, plans to get treatment during today's off day, and will be ready to go tomorrow against the Jazz when Houston goes for its 14th consecutive win. Harden was injured when he crashed into the basket support after being fouled on Friday night.
Hey, Drusillo, Monday, a couple games to go before the playoffs are set in the NFL. We got Ryan Clark reacting to Pat Steelers. Also, Tim Hasselbeck on everything else in the NFL weekend. The Drusillo Show, starting at 1 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Well, my name is Jimmy Masters, and I'm the head golf professional at Spring Valley Golf Club. We have been working with Payroll Solutions now for about 6 years. Been a great relationship. It just helps us better manage what we're there to do. The most important things are taking care of our members, our employees. We manage several tournaments and events, and we've got 140 acres of turf grass to maintain, and 85-year-old clubhouse that needs a lot of attention, and we don't always have the staff available to take care of the type of things that Payroll Solutions is able to take care of for us. It's very liberating. If you're struggling to get everything done that you've got on your plate, this is certainly something that you can hand over. It will free you up to concentrate on the issues that are relevant to your business. You can't hardly beat that kind of service.
Call 859-255-7020 for your payroll solutions.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
So your son got home safe last night? Tom said he had a flat tire.
Yeah, he was out past curfew and got stuck on Route 1, but Liberty Mutual went out and took care of it for him.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, a flat, jump, or tow. It's no problem no matter where or when with their roadside assistance.
What was he doing out so late anyway?
Getting himself grounded for a month.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Optional 24-hour roadside assistance coverage. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
The American Cancer Society is known for its work and research, but that's just one part of what they offer. They also provide a live 24/7 helpline with answers and support. When I learned all that this organization does, I was so taken with their commitment to be there for those in need. But they can't do it without donations from people like you. Visit cancer.org to make a tax-deductible donation and help attack cancer from every angle.
I haven't finished my holiday shopping. Help!
Oh, I only had to go to one place. I got this gorgeous NYX Metallic Lip Vault for my sister at Ulta Beauty.
Wow.
They have everything a beauty lover wants. Perfumes, gift cards, such cute lip kits.
Ulta Beauty has the greatest last-minute gifts, like the incredibly soft and shimmery It Brushes for Ulta Set or the Urban Decay Heavy Metals Eyeshadow Palette. Don't wait. With just a few days left, there's only one place to get last-minute gifts and get glam. Get ready to bring the beauty this holiday season. Ulta Beauty. All things beauty, all in one place.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Give us a call at 381-1313 or tweet us at ESPN Radio Lex. Now here's Dan Reifer and Mary Jo Perino.
So at the UK basketball game yesterday, were 24 Kentucky football recruits. Now obviously, it's a big recruiting weekend.
Yes.
Because signing day is Wednesday. It's just a few days away, and UK is going to do the thing like you're used to seeing in February. I mean, the February signing day is now December 20th. It's completely changed right now. I didn't realize when it happened that that's what it meant.
Yeah.
I looked at the early signing period as they'll sign like three or four guys. But the big day would still be February, whatever, the second, first Wednesday in February or whatever.
Yeah.
They're signing everyone this Wednesday.
Yeah.
And so UK in the morning, they'll do their signing day thing. Like they have that live stream online where they've got, as they come in and tell about them and interview Stoops and all that stuff. So, like, 24 guys went to the Kentucky basketball game yesterday. Terry Touchdown Wilson tweeted out, you know, Rupp Arena is lit. He saw a bunch of guys tweeting out pictures of them in UK uniforms. There's one guy that if UK gets him, I don't know what we're going to do. His name is, like, Achahucha Uku something Collins. I mean, just,
Collins Ukwu?
It has Collins and Ukwu in it. I'm not kidding you.
That's great.
The end of his first name ends in Ukwu, and then it's Collins something. Like, he has a hyphenated last name, like Najee Collins or something like that. But the first part of it's like Prince Amukamura Ukwu Najee Collins. So I feel for Tom Leach if that ever happens, if this kid commits.
But he's used to it now, calling this basketball team for the last 10 years. There's always a hyphenated last name.
Drives me crazy, the hyphens. Because then it leads to, you know, MKG is pretty good.
Yeah, that worked.
Sasha Kalia Jones is SKJ. It does not flow, SKJ. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, SGA. It's like Student Government Association. Yeah. That's what I think of when you say SGA.
Karl Anthony Towns.
Cat. Yeah. That works, but then I heard someone yesterday in casual conversation call him Cat.
And then you have to think about it for a minute.
Cat. Well, the person he said this to went, who? Yeah. And then he said Karl Anthony Towns.
It works well in the written word.
Yeah.
But when you just say cat, you don't think Karl Anthony Towns. Yeah. If you write K-A-T in all caps, you know who you're talking about.
It's good for shorthand purposes.
Yeah.
Casual conversation. Did you see what SKG did last night?
WCS.
Yeah. Did you see that oop from SGA to SKG? And did you see KAT's tweet about it? No. MKG works, though. Yeah. I don't know why. It just, you know, it just flows. It's okay. But Calipari would call him Michael Kidd.
Yes.
Or then he'd call him Michael Gilchrist. Or, you know, and Kidd wasn't the name. Kidd was the name he added after his uncle died to honor him. So it was always Michael Gilchrist. And then you got Cal calling him Michael Kidd. But Kidd wasn't there until like a year ago, dude. Anyway, I was saying all this stuff to say that joining the UK football team and the recruits, 24 of them, and the coaching staff at Rupp Arena was Ed Reed, the former Baltimore Ravens Hall of Fame safety.
Defensive player of the year, I think, a couple times.
Yeah. Is he already in the Hall of Fame? If he's not, he will be.
But I don't know that he's 5 years out yet. But
yeah. He was at the game. Okay, so why would he be at the game? What is his relationship to John Calipari?
Well, I don't know of one, but then again, I've never.
John Calipari.
He knows everybody.
John Calipari is a Steelers fan.
Yeah.
So Ben Roethlisberger's been to the game before. Mike Tomlin has been to Rupp Arena before. But that's his connection.
How
to
Juju
Pittsburgh.
Smith-Schuster hasn't shown up here is crazy because that's another hyphenated name.
Now Calipari invites the Bengals. He embraces the Bengals because he understands that's the area team. So Marvin Lewis has been to a game. So now those are two AFC North teams that both are rivals of the Baltimore Ravens. Like, why would Ed Reed be coming to a UK basketball game? Is it because, Mary Jo, that Mark Stoops coached Ed Reed at Miami and he's a former teammate of Lamar Thomas's at Miami? And that he's going to be the next assistant coach at the University of Kentucky to fill that 10th assistant position? Is that it?
I would take that.
Yes. Are you kidding me?
Ed Reed is just one of the nastiest.
Yes.
He was a bad, bad man.
I would think the minute he steps on campus and takes that job, that Chris Westry and Derek Beatty would get better like that. Just with his presence alone. I mean, the secondary has been such a big issue. The safety play of Darius West and Mike Edwards has been great.
Totally different.
Yeah. Well, as it is now, it's Clinkscale and Stoops coaching the secondary. And Stoops really coaches the corners, I think, more than anything. I think Clinkscale coaches the safeties. Nothing's wrong with the safety play. It's the cornerback play. If he brings in Ed Reed. Now, this is
God, if anyone brings in Ed Reed, you'd have to think that's an upgrade.
I have no basis for this other than Ed Reed was at the UK basketball game, okay? This is just association and reasoning. This is Billy Donovan at the mall. You know what I mean? Except we can...
So his final season, says Brad, was 2013.
Okay.
So he's got another year before he's in the Hall of Fame.
What year did he play at Miami?
So he was an assistant DB coach for the Bills last year.
So he's been coaching DBs. I didn't realize he was an assistant DB coach. I thought he worked for the NFL Network. See, was he and Lamar Thomas were at the U at the same time, right? 97 to 01. So look up Lamar Thomas's bio there and see. I'm pretty sure that they were both together there. I mean, we can corroborate. There is evidence he was there. I mean, this isn't... We didn't hear that Billy Donovan was looking for a horse farm. Ed Reed was there. He was there and seen by other people. I mean, does this make sense to you?
I would be thrilled about that, yes?
Why else would he come? That's what I'm trying to get at. What else? What other reason would he have?
Man, he's got a lot of gray in his hair.
Yeah. Yeah, did you pull up a picture with him and JoJo yesterday? Joey yeah. Palumbo?
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Okay, so these guys did not cross over. Lamar and Ed Reed. I was mistaken there. Ed Reed played a few years later. Lamar Thomas was 1989 to 92. Ed Reed was 1997 to 2001. That makes sense. I think of Ed Reed because I see him with the beard and the gray and all that, and that makes me think he's older than he is, but he is about 5 years older than Lamar Thomas. So Lamar Thomas was just a little bit before his time. But there's a connection there, obviously, with Miami. What year was Stoops at Miami as a DB coach?
Well, I will say this. This is from a couple years ago when Derek Ansley left.
Uh-huh.
Mark Stoops did make a call to Ed Reed at that time.
He did.
To replace Ansley. And he had just accepted the Buffalo Bills assistant DB position, so he stayed in the NFL. So he did play under Stoops at Miami when Stoops was the DB's coach, and they won the 2001 National Championship together.
Okay, so 2001, that would have been Reed's last year at Miami and Stoops' first year as DB coach there. So there you go.
Not only, you know, is he obviously a Hall of Fame, Super Bowl winning defensive guy, but imagine sending Ed Reed to Miami to recruit in the surrounding areas in South Florida.
Maybe he can scare out another Lamar Thomas from that area.
I mean, can you imagine?
Lamar Jackson. That's what I'm thinking. Kentucky could use one of those.
I mean, could you imagine sending Ed Reed in UK gear to South Florida?
Wow. I mean, you talk about hitting a home run. So this is it. I am convinced this is happening. I'm convinced. You have convinced me this morning that this is the deal. Because if he had offered him the job after Ansley left and he had just taken the DB job with the Bills, then that, you know, then he was interested in coaching and he says, well, I can't do it. I just took this job with the Bills. I've got to honor that commitment, Mark. And so,
and then he saw how freaking cold and snowy it was all the time in Buffalo. And he's like, oh.
Well, then he just lived in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Like, and they've got wings and that's it. And like Weck. They have this thing Weck. It's just roast beef on a salty bun.
Oh, I don't.
And it's just not enough to keep you there.
No, that's
not enough. Oh, you didn't know that? Because Buffalo wings used to be Buffalo Wild Wings and Weck. That's why they were called BW3s. You didn't know that?
I didn't. I always wondered why it was called BW3s because there were only two W's.
Buffalo Wild Wings and Weck. And I mean, I've had a Weck at Buffalo Wild Wings when it in Lexington, it was on Limestone and High Street. right there down by, you know, where Tin Roof is?
Yeah.
And then there's Sav's Grill. And then on the other corner is Sav's Chill.
Yep.
And the other corner is Nothing. Where that Nothing is where Buffalo Wild Wings was.
And Weck.
And Weck. And half of it was a laundromat that connected. It had pool tables. So you go into B-Dubs, get your food, your drinks, do your laundry, play some pool, watch some sports. I mean, the perfect college place to be. So yeah, I had a Weck. It's not bad. But if you're looking at places to live.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Lexington versus Buffalo.
You must have a pretty decent relationship with Stoops then.
I guess so. Well, this reminds me of when Stoops hired Shannon Dawson. He clearly reached out to Eddie Gran. And Eddie said, I can't do it yet. I just can't. It's too soon into this. Yeah. I can't do it. I think that's what the situation is here. Ed Reed's like, I can't do it. I can't do it right now. All right, I'm calling you back, Ed. Come on down this weekend. We got all these recruits here this weekend.
Yeah.
Come on down. Because why wouldn't you say, by the way, DBs that we're recruiting, he's going to be your coach?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is happening, folks. It's happening. It's real. Ed Reed is going to be the DBs coach at Kentucky.
Okay.
I'm telling
you. Calm down, Dan.
He's going to be the 10th assistant.
We can't report that yet.
We can't report that yet. However, we can report that JT Shelby is the first base coach for the UK baseball team.
That is happening.
That is breaking news. We'll see. Maybe we break something here in the next segment. Tune in to find out.
I know. We've got...
It continues next. On the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Wildcat Moving, the only moving company locally owned and managed by University of Kentucky MBA graduates. Wildcat Moving, ranked number one in Kentucky on Angie's List since 2012. Top 5% in the country, they are trustworthy, with a Better Business Bureau A+ rating. Wildcat Moving pays their movers better than anyone else, so they can recruit and retain the best and the brightest. Happy movers make happy customers. Wildcat Moving, the best in the bluegrass by far. WildcatMoving.com.
Looking for a financial institution with your best interest in mind? At Park Community Credit Union, your achievements are important to us. Whether you're looking for a checking account, investment advice, an auto, mortgage, or business loan, your success is important at Park Community Credit Union. Call 800-626-2870 or visit parkcommunity.com for financial guidance. Located at 2217 War Admiral Way.
Your life, your money, your way.
Winter is finally rolled around here in central Kentucky, and that means the holidays are on their way. It also means the folks at Highbridge are busy preparing for Santa's visit. Each year, Santa stops in Wilmore to pick up a few thousand gallons of pure Highbridge Springs water. Since Highbridge doesn't deliver to the North Pole, and Santa only visits once a year, he has to load up with Highbridge for himself, Mrs. Claus, and those 8 tiny reindeer. It's their favorite holiday drink. Well, of course it's true. Haven't you heard the story about 'twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, empty Highbridge bottles were strewn about? This holiday season, give your family, friends, and employees the best in class with great-tasting, healthy Highbridge Springs. Call us toll-free today for delivery to your home or business at 888-547-6971 or on the web at highbridgesprings.com. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years, the Highbridge Springs family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas, and a prosperous New Year.
You don't have to wear a cup to work here, but trust me, it's a good idea.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
WLXG Lexington.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Washington. And Knox will kick it back out. Diallo's wide open. Another one! There's 7-3 of the game.
7-3 of the game.
7-3 of the game, he said. Yeah, they were all right. They were all right from downtown. 11 of 22. Hamidou Diallo, he's looking good lately.
Yeah,
he had that
is.
Big game up there in New York, and now he turns around and he goes 4 of 7 from 3. He also hit another jumper that I can remember because in New York. So this is the media that knows him as, you know, as a high school player. And so they have more of an interest in how he might do. And he got that question like two different times from different people about, you know, the knock on you is your jump shot. That's what people say. You can't shoot the ball. You're a freak athletically, but you can't shoot. Well, he went out and shot it 4 of 7 from downtown, 7 of 16 for the game, 20 points, 5 rebounds, 3 steals, and he looked good.
I do that. My only issue with Hami right now is, I'm trying to think of what other player. I think maybe it was Alex Poitras. Just has an issue with offensive fouls.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that it's, you know, terrible. He's so athletic.
That charge call was.
Right.
Bang, it was bunk.
And he's had one of those in every game, I feel like.
Yeah.
And he knows it because you see him looking right up at the scoreboard as soon as it happens to watch the replay because.
Yeah.
And I think part of it is his freakish athleticism. And I think Alex Poitras was the same way. He was just built so much differently than other people playing basketball against him that it looked like a charge.
Yeah.
Well, nobody calls those well anyways, but that's my only thing with Hami because he's been phenomenal.
And then Kevin Knox, you know, he had the 1-for-9, 7-turnover performance last time out. A little better this time. 21 points, 7-of-15 shooting, hit 2 threes, 5-of-6 at the line, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. I mean, yeah, he was okay.
What were Quade's final numbers?
Quade was 6-of-12 shooting, 2-of-5 from 3, 3-of-4 at the line, 1 rebound. We scored 17 points, and the biggest statistic was 5 assists, 1 turnover. And 11 turnovers for the game for Kentucky. I mean, that was another big number. I mean, you know, because Kentucky had been, gosh, even the last game they had like 18 or 19 turnovers.
Yeah, and then to keep your number to 11 turnovers and to force 8 steals.
Yeah.
I mean, you're at a positive 3. I mean, that's good.
Yes.
You will take that.
And Kentucky had been hovering at a negative average, I think.
Yeah.
Like a negative 2. So, yeah, I think they looked good. They looked on their way. And like we said yesterday, that it's funny. We were talking on our show about that lack of momentum, that feeling of eh.
Mm-hmm.
And I am driving home from our show listening to another show about UK basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And it came up. The same thing. The same feeling of, so it was your bud, Matt, yesterday, saying the same thing, explaining what we were explaining.
Yeah.
Why that there's this feeling of, between the shades of Quad A and the way the whole team played and the improvement, plus it was a better opponent, and the improvement in the turnovers and all that stuff. Yesterday was a shot in the arm for enthusiasm because now you got UCLA, so you got something to be excited about there.
And then Louisville up next.
Yeah, and then New Year's Eve against Georgia, and then the conference is underway.
Yeah, so I mean, I think this thing's about to get rolling.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely about to get rolling big time. There's no doubt about it. But what if Kentucky can start making those threes like that? Look out. I tell you what, though, there were times There were times when I said to Hommy, who wasn't listening, he was on television playing, but I was saying to the television, to Hommy, drive the ball the way Cal does.
Yeah.
Because he would have a baseline wide open, and he would shoot the three, but he would make it. And I'd be like, okay, all right. But when you get that wide open space in front of you, I just envision him driving in there and throwing down on somebody. But they were knocking him down.
By the way, a little breaking football news. Mm-hmm. See, we did break something. Well, we didn't break this.
Well, this is the, well, yeah.
He didn't call us to tell us this, but
no.
WCPO in Cincinnati is reporting, Adam Schefter is reporting that after 15 seasons in Cincinnati, Marvin Lewis is planning to leave the Bengals after this season to pursue opportunities elsewhere.
Yeah,
not a huge shock, right?
Like, you can,
we
kind of
see this writing on the wall. Plus, they're playing the Vikings today, and he don't want none of that.
Well, and then this week, he was asked about Mike Zimmer's comments that he supports Marvin Lewis. Like, Mike Zimmer said, Marvin Lewis should be the coach at Cincinnati. He's a good coach. And that led Marvin to kind of open up about, well, you know, when you get this job, you're not going to have it forever. You already know that. And everything he said made me feel like, just watching it, that, oh, he's done.
This was the end, yeah.
This is it. He's out. And last thing he wants to do is beat Mike Zimmer today.
That's also the last thing I want him to do.
It's not going to happen. The Vikings are going to win today. But he had talked to, he and Mike Zimmer are apparently huge, huge friends.
Well,
they do a lot of stuff outside of football together. They are truly best buds.
Well, and I think, it also, because it's worked out for Zimmer in Minnesota, I think a lot of Bengals fans, even at the time, were wanting Zimmer to take, were wanting Marvin Lewis out and Zimmer as their head coach. I think even before he panned out in Minnesota, I think a lot of fans wanted him as the head coach in Cincinnati. But of course, now that you see the success that Zimmer has had and the way the players responded to him and the way that they're going to win a division with their third string quarterback.
Yeah.
Now it really makes a lot of Bengals fans wish that they had cut ties with Marvin Lewis a couple years ago and promoted Mike Zimmer to that spot.
Yeah.
And, Mike Zimmer's had some eye issues, and he wears some pretty cool glasses.
Oh, that's right. He does.
For game day, too. Yeah.
I just remember when that man's wife died.
Yeah.
Suddenly.
Oh, yeah.
Just, oh, my gosh.
It was heart-wrenching.
All right. So, the name of the recruit that I, was kind of poking fun at, he has a Collins and he has an Ukwu in there. Mm-hmm. I just can't even begin to try to pronounce his first name, but it ends with Ukwu. And then his last name is Najee hyphen Collins. So Josh Edwards at 24/7 Sports says that Najee Collins, he's a linebacker recruit that was on campus this weekend. His mentor is Ed Reed. So Ed Reed is a mentor to this linebacker recruit, Najee Collins. So that could explain why he's in town, and maybe it's not to take the 10th assistant coach's position. But I'm still...
Well, it could be both.
It could be both. I just feel like it could be both. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk a little bit more football in this quarterback situation when we return on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I walk a lonely road, the only one.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
People-friendly equipment, technology, and service for all of your print communication needs. Look no further.
Just Whistle for duplicator sales and service.
copy, scan, fax, send, or mail, your unduplicated professionals can simplify the process with world-class network business machines from Rico and Savin. High-quality office equipment solutions and services and the fairest possible price always for you. That's our commitment.
For today and tomorrow.
And our commitment continues from our Fast Track Quick Print Copy Center. Our Rico High Speed Pro Series offer convenient copying and wide format solutions for all your needs. Call today, 859-373-0065. Duplicator sales, Fast Track Copy Service, Corporate Mailing Systems, Rico and Savin. Call 859-373-0065 or...
Just whistle for duplicator sales and service.
2308 Versailles Road, Lexington, with offices in Louisville, London, and Elizabethtown.
Swatkin' Auto Extra!
You won't believe the looks we're gonna get ya!
Extra cool, extra hot, so much better than what you got!
Swatkin' Auto Extra!
There seems to be a lot of smoke in the air about the best place for auto and truck accessories. Well, that's easy. Truck and Auto Extras. Who needs a gimmick when you have all the major brands, fair pricing, and unbeatable customer service? Some businesses boast about a big sale. Well, at Truck and Auto Extras, you get the best price on major brands every single day. Don't drive north, south, or west. Head east to 1098 East New Circle Road to Truck and Auto Extras.
Won't believe the looks we're gonna get ya.
Extra cool, extra hot, so much better than what you got.
Swatkin' Auto Extra.
Go from mild to wild, good to great. Have the hottest ride on the interstate.
Swatkin' Auto Extra.
If you close your eyes, you can almost smell the deep heating medicated ointment.
Woo.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So right before break, we saw that Josh Edwards of 24/7 Sports said that Ed Reed is a mentor to one of the recruits, the linebacker recruits that was on campus this weekend at UK. His name is... Something. Najee Collins. Mm-hmm. I can say the last name, but I'm not kidding you. I need to find. Hold on. Let me search this real quick. I'll search this and then I'll tell you how to say it because it's. I mean, it is. Najee. Collins. I don't know. It's like. I don't know. I'm not even going to try. I'm just telling. Okay, so he is a mentor. Ed Reed is a mentor to this linebacker recruit that was on campus this weekend. But it all points to, you know.
The possibility, especially knowing that that he had reached out to Ed Reed before.
Knowing that. I don't remember that. I didn't remember that at all.
That was from our boy John Hale.
Oh, was it?
Uh huh.
Did John Hale report that today?
No.
That was then.
That was a year ago, or more. When
okay. Well, if we were smart, we would have called John Hale this morning and had him on the show. But Dan was furniture shopping last night, and Mary Jo was out gallivanting around at Christmas parties.
All right. We are the worst.
Continuing with our football conversation, though. Quarterbacks. What do you think is going to happen? How does this play out? Let's start with spring practice. What happens into the fall?
What happens by do you mean is there someone named? Is there someone starting off as a front runner? What do you mean?
Yeah, just how's it shake out?
Because I think Terry Wilson's going to be the starting quarterback.
You think that's that, huh?
I do. I think that's that. I don't think they would be in a panic and in a rush to go out and get somebody and put the full court press on somebody when, like as you said yesterday, there's how many quarterbacks on the roster right now? Four.
Yeah.
I just don't see them having confidence that the guys that they have on their roster currently are the guys that can lead them to where they want to be.
Well, I think
I just don't.
I think there's one big thing here. If you have, okay, Drew Barker, who I think they believe in. I really do. I really think that this coaching staff believes in Drew Barker. And I think they believe he has earned his chance. Okay, so if you have Drew Barker, and then behind him you have Gunnar Hoke, who shows all kinds of potential, especially the spring game stuff that he's done with his accuracy. He's just looked good. He just has simply looked good. He is 20 for 29, 231 yards and 3 touchdowns in the spring game. Now, I know it's the spring game, but it's still completing passes. It doesn't matter what it's in. Well, I guess it does. Against Alabama, it would be a little bit more difficult to complete passes.
But
accuracy is important. I think Gunnar Hoke reminds me of the Reese Phillips situation. Randy Sanders said about Reese Phillips.
By the way, Randy Sanders, now the head coach.
New football coach at ETSU. That came out last night. Yes. But Randy Sanders said Reese Phillips is going to be a good quarterback. And a good one in the SEC. That was his comment about Reese Phillips. Now, for whatever reason, Reese didn't get his shot, but he did get it elsewhere. So it went pretty well for him until he got an injury. Where was it? Montana? I'm pretty sure.
Yes,
it was
Montana. Yeah.
And he was putting up great numbers at Montana.
Listen, Reese Phillips wasn't going to be the quarterback here. Just like Luke Wright's not going to be the quarterback here. And
you don't think Gunnar Hoke either. And Danny Clark.
And I definitely don't think Danny Clark. I just think this staff, especially seeing how this year transpired, they know that their margin of error, Dan, is so thin. It is so slim. That they can't afford to not have the most important position on the field be the absolute best guy that they can put out there. Because, listen, defensively, I mean, you can hope they're going to be better next year. You can think they're probably going to be better next year. But we thought they were going to be pretty good this year, and they're likely going to lose two guys off that defense, the best two guys, to the NFL early. You don't have any room to screw up. And if Danny Clark is still learning things and still, you know, he's been here a year, like, meh. I just think it's Terry Wilson. And some of the stuff, honestly, that has been out there now being, you know, reported about him. That he's the real deal.
Yeah, I think as much as I would like to play devil's advocate.
Well, and you can say, like you usually say, you know, hey, Danny Clark was committed to Ohio State. Well, this dude was going to go to Oregon.
He did go to Oregon.
Yeah.
I mean, well, look, Danny Clark did commit to Ohio State out of high school. And he had offers from Georgia. And Alabama.
And
Miami. And Florida State.
Don't believe, Dan, that those are all offers to play quarterback.
4-star recruit by ESPN and Scout. Top 15 pro-style QB in the 2017 class. Won back-to-back state titles his junior and senior seasons in Ohio. As a senior, he completed 117 of 213 passes for 2,122 yards and 15 touchdowns. Now, those numbers as a quarterback in high school do not blow you away at all. You want to hear some numbers that'll blow you away. Walker Wood at Lafayette, 8,230 yards passing, 74 touchdowns passing, 4,200 yards and 73 touchdowns rushing.
Yeah. No, and Walker Wood also had two of the best offensive linemen in America.
Yeah.
Blocking for him.
One plays for his team right now.
Yes, and the other one plays for Alabama.
Yeah.
And
he's
that's
also he's also the shortest quarterback on the roster.
That's not to take anything away from Walker Wood. I didn't mean it in that way. He was a phenomenal high school quarterback. But Walker Wood is not going to be the starting quarterback at Kentucky. He just isn't. I just don't believe.
You know what?
There's anyone on the roster right now that is going to be the start. Now, Drew might start the first game or something like that. And some of these guys are going to have to leave. I mean, it's too crowded.
Here's what
the writing on the wall for these guys is that they went hard after touchdown Terry and Yahtzee'd with him
right. And
are pumped about it.
Yeah.
That's got to be the writing on the wall for Gunnar Hoke and Danny Clark.
It is. My prediction is that Gunnar Hoke transfers. That's my prediction. He is, like I said, he reminds me of the Reese Phillips of this situation or the Ryan Mostakowski of this situation.
Yeah.
That he seems to have all the potential as a great passer, but it looks like he's going to get passed over.
There's something, Dan, that their coaches are going to put in the best dude.
Yeah.
And if Gunnar Hoke was that dude, same way as if Ryan Mostakowski and Reese Phillips were really that guy, they would have played. And it's nice to say he had a great career at Montana, but that is not Kentucky and it's not the SEC. And, I just don't think that.
I mean, I trust coaches' judgment for sure. It's not like I know any better that I haven't seen him practice and all that stuff. But I also think there's something else to getting a shot. And then you get a shot and you go into the game and all of a sudden, wow, we've seen some of this in practice, but man, I don't think it's not typical either. It's not like somebody's going to be okay in practice. You put them in the game and like they blow you away and you go, oh, we're so wrong. I'm just saying it can happen.
No, it can't. Listen, my Vikings this year.
Case Keenum
looks, he was the NFC player of the month.
Yeah.
He's looking amazing. And he has bounced around from team to team. He's gotten a couple opportunities, not made much of them. And now he got a chance here. And I'm not saying he's the future of the Vikings by any stretch, but he got an opportunity and has played super well. Now, no one, I'm sure, was out there clamoring 2 months ago for Case Keenum to be their starting quarterback. No one was. Mm-mm. So, yes, it does happen. But I just think the way they went after Terry Wilson, it just speaks volumes to me.
Yeah. I mean, as much as I would like to argue against it, I can't. I mean, I agree. I like I said, I do believe they believe in Drew Parker and want to give him a shot. But I think it comes down to they went hard after Terry Reed. They have four quarterbacks on the roster. Terry Wilson, because I'm looking at Ed Reed stuff while I'm trying to talk about. But they went hard after him, and there was a reason for it. I mean,
we can't stop thinking about Ed Reed.
I know, but okay, let me tell you this. We have a call on the line. Mark, we will get to you right after this. We have to take a break, but let me just tell you this before we go to break, is Ed Reed is actually the guardian of that linebacker recruit, Najee Collins.
Okay.
He's his guardian. And so that's why he's here.
So that would make sense.
That's why he's here. That is the number one reason why he's here. Could he be the next assistant coach? He could, but I'm also told by someone who knows that could be crazy to say that. This person I would think would know the answer to this, but tells me that's not why he's here. He is here first and foremost because he is the guardian of a recruit. Could he be the coach? You're making stuff up, Dan. It's kind of how it came to me. So that's from someone who should know.
Well, way to go, getting everyone all hyped up.
I'm sorry I got you all hyped up about it, but I am less optimistic now about what I was thinking. All right, Mark is on the line. Mark, promise, we'll get to you next, right after this on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, Pepsi, Dew, and Dr. Pepper drinkers. Collect labels. Get hats. Enter to win $5,000 right now.
When you collect 10 labels from any 20-ounce Pepsi, Mountain Dew, or Dr. Pepper product and mail them in, you'll get a nostalgic logo beanie cap of your choice. Plus, you'll be entered for a chance to win $5,000. No purchase necessary. For complete details, mail in form, and online entry, visit 5k.innersoda.com.
Do you have a property that needs expensive repairs? Kentucky Real Estate Buyers pays cash for houses, so you don't need to worry. We provide a quick, no-stress home selling solution. You pay nothing out of pocket and make no repairs. Kentucky Real Estate Buyers wants to give you cash for your house in Lexington, Paris, Winchester, and Nicholasville. If you want a cash offer on your house without the hassle of listing it, call Kentucky Real Estate Buyers first for a free consultation. Call 859-780-5757 or visit us online at KentuckyRealEstateBuyers.com.
It all starts with slow jazz and flickering candlelight to set the perfect mood. But Giuseppe's is more than romantic atmosphere. More than anything, Giuseppe's is about the food. Giuseppe's is renowned for fresh fish and seafood, hand-cut steaks, homemade desserts, an extensive wine list, and of course, amazing pasta dishes. Don't miss live jazz Wednesday through Saturday evenings. Reservations are recommended, so call 272-4269. Giuseppe's, perfect Italian.
Buy a $100 gift card, get a $20 gift card free.
Here's how we see it. Driving a car isn't about getting you from A to B, because A to B could be right down the street, and B to C might be a lot farther. And what if C to D has twists and turns? Every drive is different, and so is the new 2018 Acura TLX, with an integrated dynamic system offering four distinct drive modes for adaptive control. The new 2018 Acura TLX. What a ride.
Dan, everyone knows courtesy is the best place to buy a car.
That's right, it's also the best place to sell your car. We want to buy your vehicle, no matter what make, model, or condition. Just bring the car to courtesy and we'll beat any written offer by $300.
Selling your car courtesy is easy. Bring us your car, we'll appraise it, make you an offer, and cut you a check right on the spot.
Turn your car into cash at courtesy.
Visit us on Nicholasville Road next to the Fayette Mall or courtesyonwheels.com, and that's what we like to call...
Sweet.
The only station in America where the employees need to tape up their ankles. ESPN Sports Radio 1300. This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
All right, so the breaking news of the day. Marvin Lewis plans to leave the Bengals and explore other options. That from WCPO out of Cincinnati.
Bengals. And Adam Schefter. They retweeted Adam Schefter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was my bad.
Okay, Adam Schefter broke that. So Adam Schefter saying Marvin Lewis, the Bengals head coach, plans to leave and explore other options. What, after the end of the season, of course.
Someone just tweeted me a link to the article and said, it's a Christmas miracle.
Well, and today he is playing... facing his friend, his best friend, and former colleague on his staff, former coworker, Mike Zimmer, against the Vikings today. The other breaking news that you gave us, Mary Jo, is that JT Shelby is UK's new first base coach, for Nick Mangione, the former All-SEC infielder.
Oh, yeah. No, he was great.
Yes.
Remember him? I mean, he was great.
Long line of Shelbys that have excelled at Tate's Creek and beyond.
Yeah. And they're, that whole team was great. But John Shelby was like the heart of it.
Yeah. And then the other breaking news, well, it's not breaking, is that Ed Reed was on campus this weekend. And so with UK having a 10th assistant position open and with Mark Stoops ties to Ed Reed and that John Hale of the Courier-Journal reported about a year or so ago that Stoops had extended the offer of DB's coach that Derek Ansley vacated when he left for Alabama, which was more like 2 years ago, I guess.
Yes.
John Hale reported that Ed Reed was reached out to by Stoops about the position. Stoops has already said that this position that he wants to hire now, the 10th assistant position, is a defensive position. That's what he wants, defensive background. But all of that could mean absolutely nothing at all because Ed Reed is really here because a linebacker recruit named Najee Collins, Najee Collins is his hyphenated last name. I can't say his first name. It's too long and complicated. He's his guardian.
Yeah.
He's the guardian of this recruit. So, of course, he's going to be here. It's like a parent. So, that's why he's really here. So, he has a real reason to be here besides possibly being the assistant. Doesn't mean that he absolutely couldn't be. Can't completely rule out all of those coincidences and connections. But the real reason he's here is because he's a guardian of a recruit. And that could be that.
That
could be the end of it.
Sounds like it is.
Yeah. Right. Like I said, somebody told me that would know inside that, that's likely the only deal. Okay, so Mark is on the line. Mark.
Thanks for waiting.
Yes, thank you for waiting. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you all? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, same to you.
Thank you. As always, a fun and informative show. And first, you all were talking about office party, the office TV show, and reminded me of the office TV. Rainn Wilson, he's in a movie called Hecker, I believe. And if you've never seen that movie, it's one of those movies, fun, quirky little things that, and it's got some star power. Piper Laurie plays just the sweetest. She's from Carrie fame, the sweetest grandmother, and Rainn Wilson is the dad, and a little boy, a 10, 11-year-old. He's just a great actor, but Gordon Joseph Levitt from Third Rock from the Sun?
Joseph
Gordon Levitt. Yep. Yeah, Gordon Levitt. He's Hecker and just kind of moves in with the family, and I think Natalie Portman is kind of like the young lady down on her luck, but it's just one of those movies that just seems to never leave you. It runs the gamut of emotion. Huh. I mean, it's just, you just got to see it. And the outtakes are just as fun.
I'll have to check it out. I've never even heard of that movie, Hecker. Yeah.
Absolutely. The outtakes, the kid is, bless his heart, he's trying to stay a professional and not get the giggles when somebody's doing something or saying something. But if somebody laughs, he's gone.
How much do you have invested in the film? Just curious.
Well, I'd need to get it. Anyway, you all kept talking about Ed Reed. The Reed I was thinking of was, I think, the Buffalo Bills receiver. You know, so with
Andre
Kelly,
Reed,
so
yeah, that's Andre Reed.
Okay,
yeah.
So what Stoops going to do? Just he's bringing in a new defensive backs coach because Westry. I noticed Westry. He's just got too much talent to be wasted, and somebody needs to work with him. He could be one of the great defensive backs because a move I saw him make a couple of years ago was just I've never seen anything like it.
That's what we thought a couple of years ago. Yeah, he'd be one of the greats to play here. Yeah.
Yeah, he seems to have regressed. And Steve Ortmeyer, the general manager, the former NFL general manager, was in here and told us that he just thought the cornerback play, the quality, is really down. And he doesn't think that it's coaching. He thinks that it's just it has to do with talent, that they're just not at the level that they thought they would be. But it's not that Stoops is looking for a DB's coach. And get this now. I mean, Stoops is the cornerbacks coach. Klinkscale works with primarily the safeties. I mean, he works with all the DBs, and he's the DB coach. But Stoops, on field in practice, he works with those. I mean, I've seen him working with that group. He takes the corners separately and works individually with them. So That's his position that he's coaching. Now, 10th assistant position, he has said he could go various different routes with it. But number one, he does want it to be a defensive coach. Just it doesn't matter what part of defense. Could be line, could be linebackers, could be secondary. But he does want a defensive coach. And then he said it could be someone who has a ton of experience at coaching that side of the ball. It could be someone that is a great recruiter.
Ideally, sure would be someone who has both.
Right. But yeah, the Ed Reed thing is we just don't know. I mean, it's the number one reason he's here is he's a guardian of a recruit who's on campus, and he does have a lot of connections to Stoops, but it could absolutely, he could not be a candidate whatsoever. That could also be
the case. That's a good point, how somebody who understands defense, because the way the game is played today with so much passing, you only got four guys usually up front. You've got three linebackers and maybe a hybrid kind of roaming around, and four defensive backs. The field is so spread out that you need somebody to coordinate everyone. We're used to it was a five guys up front, including two defensive ends, two linebackers, two corners, two safeties. So somebody, that's a good point, that they need somebody who can coordinate today's style of defense because they're so spread out, where two of the three old-fashioned running backs have been traded in for two more receivers. So it's so spread out now. So maybe that's the key to bringing someone in who's more of a modern day, who maybe kind of younger and grew up with today's style of passing football. So that I think they're on to something.
And certainly someone whose philosophy is covering wide open receivers. I'm all in on that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks,
so
Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Have a Merry Christmas, and we will be back next Saturday. Yeah. We're not going to work on Christmas Eve. I mean, why should we? Nobody should work on Christmas Eve. They should shut everything down.
We won't be working next Sunday, but we will be here next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Getting you ready for the
UCLA game. And, of course, today, UK women take on Louisville.
Number three, Louisville.
3 o'clock today at Memorial Coliseum.
Where Louisville has not won since 1979.
You are correct, ma'am. All right, Merry Christmas, all. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Thanks for listening to the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.